Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to this afternoon's Community Corner. Thank you very much for joining me. We're here for the next 2 hours with some absolutely fantastic guests. My first one is sat across from me now. I'm joined by Paul Morris, who is the Partnership and Community Manager from Electricity North West. Just in case you didn't know, just a little bit of background. Electricity North West are champions of the North West Electricity Network. They're one of 14 distribution operators in the UK, and they're responsible for maintaining and upgrading 13,000 kilometres of overhead power lines and more than 44,000 kilometres of underground electricity cables. 44,000 kilometres!
It's a lot.
It's a lot. And so much more as well. They cover loads of different diverse communities with different needs, between the Lake District landscapes to the bustling city of Manchester and the wonderful towns and villages located in between. The network in the Northwest is one of the most reliable in the country, and they are currently investing £1.9 billion, and they aim to do this by 2023 to ensure that they continue to deliver an excellent, safe and affordable service to all the customers. They're busy transforming the way energy is delivered in the Northwest, and since they purchased the electricity distribution network from United Utilities, they've gone on to operate and maintain the network. But more than that, and this is what Paul is here to talk about today, they offer a full and comprehensive service to customers. It's been our pleasure at Roche Valley Radio to work in partnership with Electricity Northwest for the last 2 or 3 years, and it's been great from our point of view, because Paul, we never really got a concept of all the other stuff that you do. You're not just there to sort of, you know, dig holes in the ground and fix the cables. The different things that go on behind the scenes and the support that you do is phenomenal.
Oh, no, absolutely. It really is vast. We'll often, and people, until they really need us when they're involved in a power cut, they'll hear Electricity North West, and a lot of the times they'll feel like we're a supplier. They will believe that we're British Gas or E.ON, and they'll just think, well, we don't need to switch suppliers, so why are you contacting us? But we do, as you rightfully say, we own and operate the network, but the support we can offer our customers and the local communities is huge, and that's why I'm here today, to just get that word out.
And you take it incredibly seriously as well. I mean, I'm lucky enough to sort of peek behind the curtain a little bit, so I've kind of been, you know, part of various stakeholder meetings, and this part of Electricity North West, there are an incredible amount of very well-meaning people who want to deliver the best possible service, aren't there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's at the forefront of everything we do, and a lot of decisions will be made on hearing the voices from the different communities, hearing the voices from partners. When we're looking at disabilities as part of the priority services register, it really will channel into us to see where we're going to move forward in the coming years, and that's what we've been doing for a fair bit of time already. I mean, it's just ramping up and up and up, and it will get greater going into next year, which we're going into ED2, which is the next, it'll last for 5 years. So we're looking already now into the future, because that's a really important part. It's not just about the here and now, it's about where that support's going to be needed, and to get those voices collectively together helps us shape that.
So in your role then as Partnership and Community Manager, you're very much the bridge between ENWL and all of these various different organisations you work with.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. So I'll be in constant contact with our partners. I'll be hearing what the communities are saying, feeding that back into the management of Electricity North West, and just making sure that we've got the adequate support, great support throughout the region, which just grows and grows and will continue to do so.
I was going to say, I mean, I'm sure if I was talking to one of the other 14 boards in the country, they'd say exactly the same thing, but the diversity of the area that you cover, I don't think is replicated in any other part of the world. You know, you've got everything from these extraordinarily remote rural communities with, you know, 200-300 people in them in the middle of the lakes, or even less, all the way to where we are currently, you know, a bustling commuter, you know, sort of suburb. So all of these people have incredibly different outlooks and incredibly different, you know, incredibly different lives, but at the end of the day, they all need to be looked after, don't they?
Oh, no, absolutely. And you're absolutely hitting the nail on the head there. We've got right up into rural Cumbria, and we've got the Greater Manchester region, so completely different. But when you're looking again into the future and you're looking at electric vehicles, and take that just take that as an example, then people's need on electricity is just going to grow and grow as well, regardless of where they do live.
So one of the things that must be sort of front and centre on your agenda at the moment, and if there isn't a news broadcast or a day that goes by without somebody mentioning this, will be the cost of living crisis.
Absolutely.
Which we are currently in, you know, at the moment, regardless of which part, regardless of whether or not the view out of your window is grassmere or whether or not the view out of your window is sort of moss side, it's going to be, you've all got the same problems.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, no, we have. And we're aware it's just, it is gone. Unfortunately, the news isn't great going into the winter period. As the temperatures start to dip is when the next price increase will come. So what we're trying to do now is just make sure that we're just making everyone aware of the extra support that which we do offer, the extra care. And just, it now's the best time to get that message out there to help people prepare. To help people understand where they can make changes which will just reduce energy usage, and if they are struggling in any way, if they do reach out to us, we do have trusted partners who can help, whether that's through energy efficiency advice, debt advice. We really do offer a really holistic service, and it's just important for us to get that word out.
Yeah, I think holistic service is a very good way to put it, because you're talking about behavioural change, aren't you? You're not talking about, you know, you're switching off the meter, you're talking about, you're going to have to do it. Here are some easy ways, some easy wins, some low-hanging fruit sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we really don't want to see. Because what we have seen, and we have seen recently, is, and unfortunately, again, this will just be on the increase, is that through desperation, people are making poor choices. They can be ranging anything from self-disconnection, where they're just turning the electricity off completely. They're even bringing barbecues inside. They could even, in a really extreme circumstances, there's been reports of people starting fires in the home just to try and keep warm. Now, whilst obviously at the moment that won't be an issue, it certainly will be more and more as the temperatures start to drop. So we're working with Fire and Rescue, Age UK, doing a campaign just to make sure, and Cadent Gas as well. So we're just going to make sure that the word gets out of exactly what you can do to try and keep warm in your home, to make the correct choices, and all the extra support available throughout ourselves.
Because of this cost of living crisis, are you seeing people contact you who, you know, beforehand wouldn't have done? You know, people who would have thought themselves to be not well off, but relatively comfortable, you know, and not the sort of person who needs help when it comes to figuring out how to pay the electricity bill?
Definitely, definitely. We've seen that increase already, and when we're in the warmer months at the moment, you'd expect that to drop off quite significantly year on year, because we have been doing this for a number of years now. But yes, we've seen it increase already, and looking over the next few months, that is just going to go up and up and up. And you're absolutely correct in what you say. It is, we're coming across people who wouldn't have felt that we're vulnerable in any way just a few months ago, but they certainly are now, and I'm sure that will increase further just as we go into the next price increase and the colder weather. It's just going to not be it'd be quite a bleak winter in a lot of aspects, but we've got that support to just try and assist where we possibly can do. So my message is just, yeah, absolutely reach out to us, and we're here to help.
Brilliant. Right, we're going to break for some music. We'll be back with Paul after Sheryl Crow. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to Roach Valley Radio. You're listening to Community Corner. It's 11:32 on Saturday morning. Thank you very much for joining us. I've got Paul Morris sitting on the other side of the table from me, who is the Partnership and Community Manager from Electricity North West. We were just having an interesting conversation off air. Easy ways to annoy your neighbours. Digging up your garden to get to their service cable is always a good way to start. Always a good way to start. So, previous to the music, Paul, we were talking about the cost of living crisis that's happening, and, you know, everybody's kind of going to have to moderate their input and talk and find out ways maybe of getting through it. But there are people in the community, there are people out there for whom this is more than just an inconvenience, a financial issue. This is something which can affect their quality of life and massively, and you know, can affect their ability to live sometimes, basically.
Yeah.
And for these people, you're one of the cornerstones of what you offer to your community is the Priority Services Register.
It is.
So tell us a little bit more about this.
Okay. So at the moment on our Priority Services Register throughout the Northwest, we've got around 1.1 million customers who are part of that, and now that will range from anything from pensionable age right the way through to medically dependent on electricity. So as you rightfully touched on there, you do have people who genuinely cannot reduce their electricity usage. They might be on dialysis, they could be on heart and lung ventilators within the home. So it's extremely important that firstly we're aware of them, so we can offer that extra support. And then it's about working with partner agencies as well to ensure that if they're involved in a power cut or if they're struggling in any other way, we can get a referral through so they can get that advice from expert expert partners. And I think the main thing, and a really good a good point, and what we always try and increase year on year as well, is the training offered from our partners into our frontline teams and our contact centre, because it's really important that they understand the wide range of issues our customers face across the Northwest and what support we can offer when they do call us. Because when they do call us, they're in a really desperate situation. I was literally yesterday I was talking to a partner just about support for those that were on dialysis, and they made a really valid point at the time and said that it's obviously a continuous it's a continuous process throughout the day which can't really be stopped. Now if somebody was in a power cut, they're not in not the best health at all at the time, and they have what they call brain fog, where they genuinely cannot really speak whilst this is going on with the dialysis process. So they said from their point of view, it's extremely difficult for them to call us in the first instance and explain even what's occurring at that time. So we would look to link in with partners to get a referral through straight away, as a live referral, for them to help us as much as they possibly could until we can restore power to that customer. So that's something which is just, we're looking to implement hopefully shortly. But we've got a wide range of vulnerabilities on the register, and it's important that all of it's covered. So we've got experience, and if we haven't, then we've got partners who absolutely are the experts to offer that support when needed.
And you've got this dedicated welfare team, haven't you, who are well-versed in, well, in most of the... I mean, I'm sure they still get things that Broadside done, but they're well-versed in many things which will come up.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what we do at Electricity Northwest is absolutely every employee, that's through to people who are going into people's homes every day, some of the engineers, straight right through and across to our contact centre who are dealing with customer queries all day long on the phone. We make sure that everyone's got an element of vulnerability training and they're aware of how to support our customers. But you're right, we've got a dedicated welfare team who are the specialists within vulnerability, and they'll as well get involved in training out to the wider teams within Electricity Northwest, and their points of contact really. So if anybody comes through with an issue which they've never come across previously, they can speak to the customer welfare team and get that added advice, and they'll make sure that that customer, any query they have, any issues they have, they'll work with them and offer as much support as possible until it's resolved. And one of the main things we do as well is proactive communications. So if we're coming up into an incident or we believe there's bad weather coming, we will proactively call, text, email our priority services register customers to just make them aware and how to best prepare, and forward links to government websites perhaps, which has that extra level of advice on there. And if there's ever a power cut, we'll reach out straight away again, whether that's a call or a text, just before they even need to think, well, who do I call? We're the ones getting in contact with them straight away to say, this is the issue, and we're going to keep in contact with you until the issue's resolved. So that's the sort of added service we do.
And that's the same for planned work as well, I presume, is it?
It is, yeah. We do that with planned work. We understand that it will affect others a lot more than some customers. So we will call or text 6 days and 1 day prior to the planned outage. They'll already have received a card in the post, but we make sure, especially, it's really important on the day 6 call, because that gives us a lot of time. So if somebody says, well, I'm really going to struggle with the power being off for that length of time, we can work with the customer, we can work with the business to see, is there anything we can do to aid them during that time? Because it's essential works we do have to carry out, and it's really important for the resilience of the network that work goes ahead. So we just make sure we work with the customer and the business to find a solution, and having that 6 day cushion, if you like, make sure that we're not just calling the day before to say, as a reminder, you're off tomorrow, which we do as well, but we do the 6 day to make sure. So we'd rather just more contact the better, really.
And like you said, this is where your network of partners comes in as well, isn't it? Because, you know, they are people who are at the front line all day, every day sometimes with some of these needs.
Yeah.
So the ability for you to tie into this sort of knowledge network
Yeah.
He's brilliant.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's it. We'll come across things when we're making calls like that where we can reach out to them straight away, whether that's just advice for our agents or whether that's something where a customer gets referred across to them so they can offer that additional support prior to anything like that to go ahead. So it's really great to have that network, and that's just really important for us to just keep building on that network and making sure everything's absolutely covered.
And if somebody does want to, so if somebody wants more information about it, if somebody wants to talk to somebody about it, what's the best way to do it?
The best way usually is always to go to our website. So if they go to www.enwl.co.uk, it's right across there about vulnerability, and if you just click on the link, you can join our priority services register, and you can get advice on all the partnered agencies, and it's got all of our contact details on there as well.
Brilliant. Right, we're going to break for some more music and then we'll come back for a final chat with Paul. This is Alice Russell and Pushing On. Welcome back to Roach Valley Radio. You're listening to Community Corner. It's 11:47. This hour has gone absolutely nowhere like it always does. Thank you so much for joining us. I've got images of people sat there with transistor radios listening to us in the sunshine. I don't know if you have transistor radios anymore. Maybe that's just me being old. We're back for our final conversation with Paul. We've spoken about a lot of things over the last hour, and one of the things that kind of always comes out from conversations that I've had with you and your colleagues is this sort of support that you have from your partners in order to deliver a fantastic service to your users. And one of the things that I know you're very hot on at the moment is this safety at home thing, because yeah, People are spending a lot more time at home.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'll touch on it just a little earlier, that we are working with Fire and Rescue in Age UK, because when we do. And it's really important to work with them in the first instance, because that's how we get the feedback of what they're seeing when they're going to the customers' homes. So then we'll look to say, well, what can we do to help? And linking in with them and partnering up with them, we're creating a leaflet which will start going out just to make people aware of the risks of making decisions, poor decisions within the home as it starts to get colder, and the extra support available through ourselves, through Cadence, through Age UK and the fire service. And it's just really important that goes out just to prep people, because they often don't know that they're actually making poor decisions. So,
like how? Give me an example. You mean like the thing you said earlier about bringing barbecues inside and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So they won't understand that does pose a significant risk because of the fumes it will be giving off. It could be anything as what we'd see quite a small thing where you might get an old electric heater, but that electric heater might not have been tested for many, many years. You've dug it out from the back of beyond in the loft.
Oh, the old 3-bar electric heater.
That's the one. You've brought it downstairs and it could cause a fire. Or what we're seeing as well, and what the feedback's been, is people are just sitting far too close to those sort of old appliances. There's not much of a safety guard on there. They can fall asleep, and it's through desperation and trying to keep warm, and that's what's driving it. It's something we don't want to continue seeing, and it's something that we want to try and work with our partners to make sure that we're offering as much support as what we can, so people feel they don't need to make these choices.
So the safety advice and this sort of thing is obviously a big thing for you. It's a big thing for the whole, you know, and it always has been since I was at school and we got scared witless by those safety adverts, you know, where a kid's flying a kite too close to a pylon or something like that.
Yeah.
But this is kind of on another level, isn't it? This is like you said, this isn't reactive, this is proactive.
Yeah.
And is this something which you are sort of... What am I trying to say? It always strikes me every time I talk to somebody from ENWL is that you're learning how to make the service. You take lessons from everything it is that you do and to try and make your service better all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't ever go into it thinking we're the experts. We go into it thinking, who are the experts? How can we link in with them? And how can we mould what we offer as a service from the feedback that they give us? And I think that's always the correct way to go about things, and something we'll continue to do. We allow others to be those expert voices. And again, that'll come back to making sure that we're getting trained as much as possible in a wide variety of issues, just to increase our staff's knowledge in all aspects of what we offer.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Pleasure.
It's been an absolute pleasure to have you in. Just before I let you go, I presume there are plans in place for the next 3 days, right? You know, 40 degrees in your back garden, that sort of thing?
There absolutely is. So we've run a campaign which started yesterday. It's a proactive campaign, again, what I mentioned before, to our priority services customers, just offering that extra level of care, really, just giving them, signposting them to organisations with extra advice on how to keep cool in the home. We've brought a lot more staff on standby as well over the next few days, just to make sure we've got all the staffing levels there if we're needed. We don't know if we will be, but if we are and you're in a power cut at any time, just call 105 and we'll have plenty of support available.
Well, this is it. It's unprecedented, isn't it?
First ever red warning. I think it was only upgraded yesterday. To be fair, we'd started ramping up and we'd put these communications out when it was amber. It's now turned red, but we're confident we've got everything in place to react when needed.
I mean, it is just indicative of the different circumstances you've got to work under, because the last time there was something like this, it was because of Storm Arwen, which was horrendous.
Yeah.
But you've got a track record with that. You kind of know what those weather conditions involve and it's broken trees, it's fallen lines.
Yeah.
With this, overheating substations, it could be anything.
It really could be. You're correct. Sometimes it'll be very localised, where, yes, they do feel like the Greater Manchester region will be more at risk on the red warning, but the whole of the network we cover... it will be at risk to some degree, just because of the ever increasing temperatures over the next few days. But we're there to support if needed, and if anyone comes across any issues, 105 straight through. That's 24 hours a day, and we're geared up and ready to assist.
One of the other things that we should briefly talk about is, like, as I said, we're here at Roche Valley Radio. We're very happy to work in partnership with the NWL. They've supported us, and we always try and sort of pay that back. One of the things that we're going to launch in the autumn, in September, is going to be a series of podcasts. And we've spent a lot of time, Paul and I, talking about the partner organisations that ENWL work with. We are going to launch a series of podcasts with those partners to talk about the different aspects that they can bring. So, for instance, we've spoken about fire and rescue. There's also going to be Age UK. There's going to be a lot of different people who we talk to. Those podcasts we're going to produce here at Roche Valley Radio. They'll go out on air, obviously, but they will be available too. So do keep an eye out for those. They'll be available through Electricity Northwest and also through ourselves as well. So yeah, that's something else that we've got coming in the future. But Paul, please do come back. It's always a pleasure to have you in.
Love to.
And there's never too many excuses for a bit of Whitesnake. Never.
A personal favourite.
A personal favourite. Thank you so much for coming in, Paul. Right, we're going to leave you with the Charlemagnes. We'll be back after the news with Rachel Craft from Berry Hospice, so please don't go anywhere.